with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's about time, Bob, that we start talking about some little tasty treats off the smoker and grill for the big game.
That's right.
We're all grazing. That's what we're doing. So what you thinking, man?
Well, what I am doing is I'm going to do one item in the fourth quarter and fourth segment. But for the second half of the game, we're going to my daughter's house. And I want to bring something there, too. So what I'm bringing over there is bacon-wrapped grilled shrimp. And I've done them before, but I actually found this recipe online. And then I read all the reviews on it, and I liked what the people added on the reviews, so I'm going to alter it per the people that reviewed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never done that before. I've always just altered it per my liking.
Well, and you're, you're the supreme reviewer.
Well, no, but they, you know, this is really cool. I've never tried that, and I got rid of Google as a search engine and went to DuckDuckGo, and I'm finding that my feeds are all different now. I'm finding stuff that wasn't coming to me before, which is really cool.
Man was controlling your computer.
Yeah, well, you know, when you shop for something online, and the next thing you know, you're surfing, and you're getting fed all these ads for things you were looking for. It's just after a while that creeps me out. It's
right.
Like, okay, you guys, you're watching too much. So anyway, I went to DuckDuckGo, and I found this wonderful site that has some recipes. I've never seen this site before, and then the reviews were absolutely perfect, other than, you know, a few snide people on there that have to
ridicule. That's the world of reviews, right?
You're going to give everyone food poisoning, blah, blah, blah. You know. Anyway, so this one's pretty cool. I'm going to go with the grill at about 400. If it's really bad out tomorrow, I might do them in my broiler before I leave, because that Thermador range I got from Garrett's has an infrared broiler in it. And infrared, you know, professional steakhouses use infrared broilers the same way. When they cook a steak, very often it'll be on a skillet, and they'll stick it in an infrared broiler. And because they get to 1,600 degrees, and it's just better than putting it on a grill and having the infrared burner below it, because it gets too hot and it flares up, and you know you can get too much char. So I'm going to probably do that, and I'm going to do some Argentinian shrimp, and I'm going to.
What are those? What's the significance
of
Argentinian shrimp?
Just some that I got in the freezer. They were frozen, and I need to use them, and they're Argentinian. They were beautiful. They were a deal. And they're big and red and kind of a nice size. I don't want them too small if I have to wrap them. That's my thought.
Right.
I got some small ones, but these, I don't know, these are talking to me. I brought a pack with me last weekend to this gig we were at with the Old World Olive people, and they turned out just great. So I'm going to wrap them. These are already deveined, which is great. If they're not deveined, you got to make sure you devein them, you know, and get the shell off them, because if they're not deveined, that's telling me they're probably not shelled either, right? So everybody knows how to do that. I won't bother going through that. But the one little thing that this other reviewer put in there was, she said, you know, when you devein them, you kind of butterfly them, right?
Right.
And she said she put cream cheese in that and then wrapped the bacon around them, and she said it was ridiculous. So
those are pretty good sized shrimp, then, if you can create a crevice big enough to put some cream cheese in.
Yeah, that's what
in,
I'm thinking.
Right?
Just carve out some little cold. And then when I finish it off, I have this beautiful Asian ginger sauce that I've been dying to use. So I'm going to throw that on there. And I'm going to probably do about 2 minutes on each side, because they're raw and the bacon is just going to be some average bacon. It's not thick bacon. I want it to be able to wrap it. Oscar Mayer's one of my favorites for the thin stuff. And so I'll wrap a little bacon around it after I put the cream cheese in there and put them in the broiler and just hit them and give them 2 minutes, flip them 2 minutes.
Think that'll get that bacon done?
Yeah, well, I'm going to find out.
Right. Doesn't have to be like crumbly crisp, but it just needs to be cooked through.
Yeah, and right? I might even actually just fire up the infrared grill outside and do them outside because it's going to be nice tomorrow, so
right.
It won't be so bad. But I like playing with different gadgets anyway. You know?
Absolutely.
So I was thrilled to try that infrared for the first time, and you know I'm an infrared freak. So
right.
Anyway, I'm going to top them off with just a little bit of this Asian ginger sauce.
Is that something you bought, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know, just like you, there's some...
Right.
You just get to shopping down the aisle, you find all these sauces. You just don't have to make everything.
Right, and you know the profiles that you
it's
like.
It's going to work.
Read the ingredients.
Right.
Right? And, convenience is not a bad word.
Hey, if
right?
that man made enough money to bottle it, it's probably pretty good.
Yeah,
somebody right. bought it long before he bottled it.
Yeah, yep, exactly. Good point. Very good point. So bacon-wrapped shrimp. You going to put those on a skewer, or are you just going to leave
them?
They're
already on a skewer.
Okay, so how are you keeping the bacon on them? Because sometimes that's a problem for people, especially when you flip stuff.
I might take them off the skewer. I'm not sure. I'll know when I get done with it. But even typically, if you just wrap it so that the end ends up on the bottom piece you put on first, it'll weld itself to the shrimp. So I'll find out. It's probably going to take a whole slice per shrimp. I don't like putting toothpicks through them just because that ends up being an issue when you're serving them. But then the other thing I'm going to do is tonight we have some friends coming over, and they want to do nachos. Well, my wife asked me for nachos. So
they stay until midnight?
Nope, we're going to do them early.
Oh, okay. I don't know how nachos taste at your house if they're not done at midnight.
So I don't care about your nacho recipe so much as I want to know, you know, how you do them if you're going to do them on the grill.
Okay. And that's what you're going to do?
Well, I wonder how you do it.
I don't do them on the grill. I'm a broiler guy.
Oh.
Because I'm impatient.
Oh.
Okay. I mean, honestly, I think you could do them on the grill. I believe I'd have to do them offset, and I'd keep the lid closed to create a little convective heat.
Exactly.
Right? And then I think that I would probably put the cheese on a little bit in the middle of the cook rather than load it up at the beginning, maybe the first layer of cheese. But I kind of like that to get heated through before you burn the cheese on the top, especially if I'm broiling. But if I put it in the grill with indirect heat, I don't know. I'm just thinking out
loud. I've never done them in the broiler. Now, our new oven has convection, so I have been having fun doing on convective. But typically doing them on the grill, I always just bake nachos. I put them right. in at 385, and they seem to turn out all right. But on the grill, I guess my thought was everybody has a different grill.
Yeah, they do.
Right? Yep. So you don't want to just say, well, here's how you do it, because what if I've just got a basic $200 gas grill? Well, it'll still work.
Right.
But maybe I'm like you and I've got a big four burner, you know.
Right.
Royal King or Charbroil, whatever right. that
yep.
thing is you've got. Broil Master. So the average guy, let's say he has a basic three-burner grill. Well, there's probably not enough room to do a true offset is what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Right? Yep. Because you're only going
to
have
depending on the size of your pan.
You're only going to have one burner that way, and that makes it kind of hard. So I'm thinking that the simple way that works for everyone is to just put them on a pizza stone. And here's why I like a pizza stone. Because it's cold out, you can turn that, if your grill's pathetic and you have a hard time getting it to 400, crank it up for 20 minutes, let it get to 400, build up your nachos on that pizza stone, and then bring that out there and set the whole thing on that hot burner. Unlike doing a pizza where you're going to set the stone out there and heat it up before you bring your pizza out on a spit, this way you want that stone to be kind of room temperature so it'll absorb all that heat and let the convective cook those nachos a bunch. Get that savory smoke on there and not burn them on the bottom, because that's what you'd want to do if you put them on a cookie sheet.
Right.
You'd be burning the bottom.
Right. You'd get black chips on the bottom. And
we've all done
warm
that.
Ones, barely warm ones on
all
the top.
All done that.
Yeah. So coming up next, we're going to continue down this road of tasty treats on your grill for the big game. Get out your oyster. We might rock that fella. Stick with us. We'll be back.